Today's episode is a public service announcement for breast cancer. Now, I want all of you to be aware of this because I think that we don't talk enough about cancer as a whole. When you even say the word cancer, what's the first thing you think of? Death, right? So this is my public service announcement to all of you in the global world, in countries that are not getting that crucial care, because it is important for any woman out there who's listening to me as an 18-year survivor of breast cancer. I'm going to appease to all of you, and I want you to listen to me very carefully when I talk about this public service announcement, because I want everybody to know these are steps to take to save your life if you've ever been diagnosed or have been diagnosed with cancer. Breast cancer is a serious disease that affects millions of people from around the world. It's the second most common cancer in women, but it can also affect men, a small percentage of men. Breast cancer occurs when cells in the breast begin to grow abnormally and form a tumor. The tumor can be benign, which means it's not cancerous, or malignant, which means it's cancerous. If the tumor is malignant, it can spread to other parts of the body and become life-threatening. The most common symptom of breast cancer is a lump or a mass in the breast or underarm area. Other symptoms can include breast pain, nipple discharge, and changes in the size or shape of the breast. Early detection is key to treating breast cancer successfully. Women should perform regular self-examinations of their breasts and report any changes to their doctor. Women over the age of 40 should also have regular mammograms to screen for breast cancer. Think about that. If you take these life-saving changes and these steps, you can reduce your chance of getting breast cancer. Because don't do what like how I did it. I waited till the last minute. You know, at a time in my life when I was in my mid-30s, I thought, okay, I found something in my left breast, wasn't too sure what it was, and I thought to myself, maybe it's nothing, you know, and I let it go. But see, the problem is I kept coming back to it. And every time I would play with it, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And even my sister said to me, oh my God, it's like you have a live tumor growing in your breast and it's getting bigger and bigger. And pretty soon it will spread to other parts of your body. Do yourself a favor, go get it checked. But again, it took me a long time. And when I finally did go to the doctor and they did the biopsy, it came back malignant. And she had said to me in clear English, you have a 9-centimeter tumor growing in your left breast. If you don't get it treated right away, it could spread to other parts of your body. And basically, you could die. Because a tumor is not going to just be in one part of the body. It is going to spread to other parts of the body. Now, I don't want to scare any of you women out there. But if you're in a country where your health is mainly... is your health is mainly severe, where you say to me, well, I can't afford to get that treatment. I can't afford to go into a doctor for them to check me because of where I live. Ladies, we are talking about your life here and the lives of the people that you love. If you don't get yourself checked, you know what's going to happen? You're going to let it go. You're going to tell me, well, I could treat this myself. You cannot treat this yourself. Cancer has to be treated under a doctor's care. I understand the situation that all of you are going. Because depending on where you live, and I feel for you. I feel for all of you. It doesn't seem fair that you have to suffer in silence and tell me, well, I'm treating this myself. I'm taking medication. What kind of medication are you taking? Do you want to know what I went through with my cancer? Chemotherapy, radiation, and every drug known to fight the poison known as cancer. It was good poison to fight the cancer cells that were in my body. If I had not gotten or wasn't under a doctor's care, wasn't in the hospital getting any of this life-saving treatment, I would be dead at the age of 35. Now, I was ready to give up. I told you my story. I was ready to give up. My mother said to me, you have every reason or every right to be on this earth because you need to make a difference. If you survive cancer, you can help a lot of women out there. And not just women. Again, it affects men too. Small percentage of men. It affects men. So if you are diagnosed with breast cancer, you have to seek treatment as soon as possible. And the options are surgery, which I had with my mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, or a combination. Breast cancer is a scary and overwhelming diagnosis, but with early detection and treatment, many people are able to recover and lead healthy, happy lives. Case in point, you're hearing a woman who's proudly going to say to all of you, 18-year survivor and still going strong. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with breast cancer, don't hesitate to reach out to a healthcare professional for support and guidance. Now, a lot of people, again, will say, well, it's easy for you to say because you're in America and you can get that treatment. Well, let me ask you something. I understand from a LinkedIn contact friend of mine who had said, and we had gone over this when I did the video from 2 years ago. The one thing I want to tackle is for all of you out there who are in those countries that, again, you go in for treatment or think you're going to get treated by a doctor and you get turned away because of one thing that shouldn't be the reason why you get turned away, money. If I say to all of you, maybe there's a way we can make it where we somehow get the World Trade or the World Health Organization involved, plus other people who have gone through it from many other parts of the world, we all get together, stand on a platform, and say, look, this is a dire situation that needs to be addressed. All these women out there in third world countries, and countries that are so poor, whenever they go in for treatment, they get turned away because they don't have the payment. How many times have I said to all of you, payment, and especially to you doctors out there, if you're not going to listen to me now, you better listen. The more you turn people away, especially women who are dying from breast cancer, it's going to be on your heads. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry if I sound threatening, but I feel bad for women that don't have the necessary financial resources, come from a very poor background, can't afford to get that life-saving equipment, life-saving treatment that is needed to save her life. Do you know that if you're telling me I'm treating my breast cancer, what methods are you using? Because you need to be under a doctor's care. Again, when doctors hold the money card over people, shame on you. You're not a doctor if you do that. You are not a doctor. You are playing with someone's life. You're letting someone die from an illness that could easily be treated. They can have their life saved if you would just take the money card off the table. When you put a price on someone's head, that is inhumane. I'm sorry. If I had gone to a country and I had a life-threatening illness that was taking over my body and I went to a hospital and this is how I got treated, I'll tell you right now, it will not be pretty. And I will make it known to anybody out there, because you're holding someone hostage for payment to get them treated. How dare you? What kind of a world are we living in where we can't get that type of treatment? You know, I would understand a lot of women are suffering in silence. And a lot of women are dying. We don't want to have any deaths. We want to have lives saved. We want lives to be saved. We don't want to go to funerals. We want celebrations. I mean, 18 years for me is a long time. And I always thought that even when I first got diagnosed, I can't go through the pain. I can't go through the medication. I can't go through the chemotherapy. I can't go through any of that. I can't go through it. But you know who stopped me from having those feelings of doubt? My late mother. If it wasn't for my late mother, I'll be honest with you, again, I would not be talking to all of you. I would be gone. She would be planning my funeral, then celebrating the life that after I got better, we had a celebration of some sorts. Everybody in my family came together. We are proud of you. You did it. But there were so many times when I wanted to give up. I said to myself, what is the alternative? You know what the alternative is? For me not to go through with the chemotherapy, for me to not go through the surgery, for having that tumor just take over my whole body and letting cancer defeat me. Guess what? I didn't let cancer defeat me. I defeated cancer and I came out a superhero. I came out a Wonder Woman, as people call me. Although I don't see myself as a Wonder Woman. It's just a woman who got through the worst in her life. Cancer is scary. I take it. I take all of you are scared when you hear the word cancer, but there is a lot of treatment out there. If we could just annihilate cancer altogether, then it would be one less thing to worry about. But then you think there are a lot of other diseases that are just as crippling. And I will touch that. I will talk about that in detail on other episodes. Further down the line, women, again, you have the hardest job because you're not only a woman. You're a career woman, a housewife, a mother, a caretaker, a caregiver, a teacher, a nurturer. You wear many hats, and you deserve to have your life spared from a disease known as cancer. But see, the thing is, when you're in another country, you can't get that life-saving treatment. You can't get that medication because a doctor is holding you hostage. And for what? It sickens me and it pains me to see that. We've had that discussion and I brought it up and I'm hoping that something can be done. Again, if we could all rally around and find a common alliance where we can go to the World Health Organization and say, look, there are a lot of women that are dying. They are treating themselves when, in all honesty, they should be under a doctor's care. You cannot treat cancer. If you're telling me I'm treating my cancer, how are you doing it? How? You are slowly killing yourself and your family's watching this. What can they do to help you? Nothing. They're waiting for you to die. Is it that fair? I mean, I'm sorry. Why do doctors in those parts of the world turn people away? If you put a price tag over their head, then you're not a doctor. A true doctor doesn't do that. A true doctor is there to treat, to heal, to make better, to save a life. And you're not doing that because you're putting a price tag over a family that can barely have enough for food, shelter, education, take care of their children. Do you know how hard it is? It's difficult in the jobs down there. There are not enough jobs down there to support a family that is suffering. You're making it worse for them. Now, this PSA is important for all you women. I have overcome it, and I was lucky enough to get the treatment. I was lucky enough to have a family, you know, by my side, rallying me to get better. I wanted to give up, and I was tempted to give up because I thought, I don't want to go through the pain. I'm not one for hospitals. I don't like pain of any kind. But I'm appealing to all of you out there. Don't give up the fight. Don't let cancer take your body. Don't let cancer take your breast or wherever you may have cancer, because cancer is not just breast cancer. Although this particular one I'm sending out to women and to men, because again, a small percentage of men can get breast cancer. And men, don't feel ashamed and don't be embarrassed. It is real. Men do get breast cancer. You're thinking, well, men don't have breasts. Men have nipples, don't they? You don't think cancer can get... they can get cancer from that. It's a small percentage, and I seen it back in the day when I was going through my cancer, when I was in chemotherapy. I saw a man who was diagnosed with breast cancer. For some reason, he was embarrassed. I said, why? Why are you embarrassed? You have cancer. It's nothing to laugh about. He couldn't tell his family or his fellow male friends what he went through. You know what I say? If they don't have a human side to them, and if they don't understand that what you have is a serious disease that could take your life, honestly, they are not your friends. Drop them. Walk away from them. Because true men don't do that to other men. See, that's why society is stigmatized with diseases when it comes to cancer. You think, well, breast cancer only affects women. No, it affects both men and women. And it's not a laughing matter when a man has it. There are men that do think that that's funny. That is not funny at all. That's serious. If we can find some kind of life-saving medication, life-saving treatment that will annihilate all cancers on Earth, that will not be seen for another 10, 20, 30 years. See, right now there's all new breakthroughs for every cancer that's out there, but they have to be tried, true, and tested. Some of them will work. The drug that was given for my tumor was only approved for colon cancer, but my doctor felt, well, let's see if we could try to do it through, for breast cancer. Let's see what happens. Now that he used me as a guinea pig, as a test experiment, and guess what? That drug that was given to me to take the tumor out, the tumor was completely drawn after taking that drug. But now the drug alone was $10,000. $10,000 at that time. And my insurance was the only insurance company that actually paid for it. They said, well, you know, she's our customer, we have to do something for her. We don't want to lose her. We want to save her life. So we're going to go ahead and cover the cost of that drug so she can get better. And guess what? I got better. The tumor came out. It was completely gone. Because again, the original diagnosis again at the time for me was cancer that may have gone to my lungs. But guess what? I'm a walking miracle. And I'm able to talk about it 18 years later. So I appeal to all of you. Public service announcement on breast cancer. What you should be looking for, the signs, what kind of medications, what are the options. Don't be of the mentality of, you know, oh, I went into the mirror, I did a breast self-examination, oh, and I thought I found something, but I'm going to let it go. Don't do that. Don't be like me. You don't want to be like me and wait till the last minute. See, I think that if I had gone back to that time, I think I would have probably, actually most likely, taken myself right in. Then I would have had my breast. Do I regret not doing that? Sometimes I do. But you want to know something? I'll be very honest with you. Now that I don't have my breast anymore, I see it as a battle scar, a medal. That I survived, and I'm here to talk about it with all of you. You know, I know all of you are scared. And I know all of you have doubts and fears, and oh, you know, if we can listen to her, and we can do what she did, our lives will be saved. The key is, if you find something in your breast, and it wasn't there before, do yourselves a favor, go see a doctor immediately, and have it looked at. You know, it could be something benign. If it's benign, it's not cancerous, but if it's malignant, then you have to take action. Now, again, I understand that most women can. Most women who live in the third world countries, countries that have very bad health care. I'm talking about, you can't go see a doctor even for a checkup because they have to hold payment over you. Shame on you, all you doctors out there. Don't you care about the people that are, quote, your patients? Because again, you go into any part of the world that's poor, and you walk into a hospital, and what's the first thing a doctor sees? Money. They look at a person as money. How dare you do that? How dare you? What was the Hippocratic Oath? I am there to treat, heal, and save someone's life, not take their money from them. Oh, but if they can't pay me, I'm not going to treat them. So in other words, you're holding them hostage. Shame on you. Shame on you. See, this is why I say I think we should come up with some kind of a payment plan. You know, if I do a video and I address it to all of you, I would want the proceeds for that, whatever compensation I make in my lifetime, to be given to those people who need it the most, the people who are sick, who can't even afford to get themselves treated. All that money will be donated, and you will treat each and every one person that has whatever condition they have, you will treat them. You will not stop them before they come to a hospital. You will not hold them hostage for this money. You will not do any of that, because when you start to do that, it makes me think you shouldn't be in the medical field. If my father and mother were alive, they would be proud of me. Like, look at our daughter. She's standing up for other people who don't have it as good. You're right. But I understand the plight of other people. Because if my mother and father had not come here to America, and they were in Greece. Now, I don't know how it is in other parts of the world. I think in Europe, I don't think they hold people hostage if they don't have the correct resources or the money to be treated. It's a little bit different. But again, you go to countries that are very poor, and you think to yourself, why is it these poor people are suffering in silence? Women in general, I've been hearing horror stories. I think I read a horror story of a young woman who got turned away from going to the doctor to get herself treated. So she's like, well, if you're not going to treat me, I'm going to treat myself. I don't know how you're doing that. And she got sicker and sicker. And pretty soon she was so weak, she couldn't take care of herself. She couldn't even take care of her family. Her family saw her and they were very saddened because she was deteriorating right in front of their eyes. And you know why that is? Because of a cruel doctor who wouldn't give her the treatment and attention that she needed. And she ended up losing her life. We don't want to lose any lives. We want to save lives. We want to have more celebrations, not more funerals. Because again, breast cancer, a lot of people, or any type of cancer for that matter, think that it's a death sentence. It's not if you take proper care of yourself. Ladies, you're over the age of 40 or even younger, I think that should be changed too with the age, because anybody can get cancer. Get yourself tested, and also get yearly mammograms, because a mammogram can save your life. If there's something detected on the screen, you will have your life saved. If you wait to the last minute like I did, well, let's just put it this way. I went through my hell. If I have to go through it again, I probably wouldn't. Mammograms save lives, early detection. Anything you can do to prevent yourselves from the cancer having to go malignant, anything you can do is something that will save your life. And you will thank yourselves, and the people around you will be so happy that, oh my God, you know, she did what she did. She went in, she got herself checked. We found something, we caught it in time. Like my sister, one of my sisters had found a lump in her breast, and it turned out to be a benign cyst, but she got it removed. She got it taken care of. And I thought to myself, wonderful, because you don't want to go through cancer. Of course, when I had my cancer in the 21st century, in the mid-2000s, a lot of people thought I was going to die. You know, everybody was preparing for my funeral. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to go through that type of pain, but my mother kept at it. She made sure I went to the doctor to get the treatments. She made sure I ate. She made sure I moved around, because cancer does take a lot out of you. It makes you tired. And the few times that I had gone into the hospital is because one of the drugs just did the reverse. It wasn't supposed to help me. It hurt me instead. And I ended up going to the hospital. I lost a lot of weight. Couldn't get anything down. Couldn't eat anything. I just was so tired of living this way. But my mother kept at it. She prayed every single day to God. She said her prayer. She said everything to make me go on. Because otherwise, what would have been the alternative? She would have prepared for my funeral, and then that would be the end of me. And I know her. She would not be able to live without me. She says, I'll be damned to have you die. Just like I lost my husband to cancer, I am not losing my daughter to cancer. So she prayed every single day with her and the help of God and the rest of the family, minus the ex. And I got better. And I'm here to talk about and educate all of you. Was I scared? Yes, at one point I was. But there was a part of me that thought, if I don't do this, if I don't go in for treatment, if I don't get this tumor taken out of me, I would have been dead. I would have lost my life at the age of 35, and I wouldn't have had to accomplish anything in my lifetime. I wouldn't have seen what I could have done for other people. I wouldn't have left a legacy behind. I would have been completely distraught and upset. So to wrap up this episode, again, early detection is key. Get your mammograms. If there's something in your breast and it wasn't there before, get it checked, because it's a matter of life or death. It's a matter of life or death. God bless all of you. Take care.